Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 21, verses 1 through 8, the Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon, Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple, whom Jesus loved, said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Here in John 21, Jesus has already been crucified and resurrected. His disciples, who saw every miracle that he ever performed, heard every sermon that he had ever preached in 3.5 years, who they worked shoulder to shoulder with for 3.5 years, have quit the ministry. Many have gotten on a boat, have gone back into the fishing business. How could they have just quit the ministry? One of them, their friend, Judas Iscariot, has committed suicide. He was their friend. They had worked together in the ministry for 3.5 years. And yet, they were forsaken by him, and he sold Jesus into the high priest's hands, and then he commits suicide. This is their friend. Not only have they gone through the loss of Jesus and the crucifixion of, and the loss of their friend by suicide, now they've quit the ministry and gone back into making money. I am not saying that it was acceptable what they did. I'm just telling you the conditions that led up to this. But don't you think those who knew Jesus closest and most lovingly, do you think they would quit the ministry? No, but they did. Do you realize that they have seen Jesus at least twice since Calvary to this point? They have fished all night. They've caught nothing. And adding further pain to their frustration, they're not only losing time and not catching anything, but they've lost money. Jesus sees them and says, hey, how about you cast your net on the right side of the ship? They decide to do what this man says. They don't know it's Jesus at the time. And when they pull their net back up, it's overflowing with fish. John leans over to Peter and says, we know who that is. That's the Lord. He did this before. And Peter jumps in the water and swims to Jesus while the disciples row a smaller boat in with their haul. You know, it's pretty easy to get upset with the disciples for being so backslidden so quickly. Let me ask you a question, though. How far away from God have you been? Before we criticize these men for forsaking God, let's ask ourselves, where have we been? Number one, No one is so close to God that they could not or will not backslide. Did you know we are all sinners? And because we're all sinners, we don't lose our sin nature when we get saved. We still have that. Because all of us are sinners, sin separates us from God. I want you to notice something. Jesus did not disown his disciples. He did not say, because you've forsaken me and you've gone back into the fishing business, that you're not even saved. He didn't criticize them. He wasn't stomping on them when they were down and hurt. You know, our fellowship with the Father is hindered by our sin, because usually we don't want to fellowship with him. You know, if you have an adult child that goes wayward, or you have a child at home that does wrong, they try to avoid you. It's like a wayward church member. They don't come to church, and then if the pastor calls, they just briefly, if at all, respond. They try to avoid that which they know they should do. You know, if these men who served side by side with Jesus himself could backslide, how much easier is it for you and me? Maybe we ought to use their example of not going astray versus us doing what they did. You know, we shouldn't be so shocked when others, especially people we look up to, backslide. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how much Bible you know. I don't even care how much you've been through in the past with God. Where are you now? You see, someone today needs to look at themselves and say, am I right with the Lord today? Because it's a day-by-day thing. Number two, look how quickly God restored them. You know, the sooner you get back to God, the faster he can restore you. It doesn't matter how far away from God you are, he can restore you today. You may not be able to do everything you did before right away, but there are many things that you can do. Maybe we should quit criticizing people who have backslidden and help them get closer and get back to God. You know, if the way back was so easy, more people would make it. It takes humility. It takes facing people, knowing you've disappointed them. No, we're not happy that you've gone astray, but I'll promise you one thing, this preacher would be happy that you're back. That's why at our church, we're a hospital, not a museum. The pieces on our display aren't flawless. They've been flawed by sin. You see, can I tell you how quickly God restored them? In less than a month, they were preaching Pentecost, seeing 3,000 people saved and baptized in one day. I guess God didn't criticize them for having some bad days. I guess God didn't get up and make them tell everybody all the wrong that they've done. You see, we want to be so self-sanctimonious and self-righteous. How about we just help backslidden people get back to God? Number three, this is my favorite today. Look what God did with their future. God used them at Pentecost. 3,000 people saved and baptized in one day. God used them for the miracle growth of the church in Jerusalem. God used them to turn the world upside down, getting the gospel spread around the world that is still being used and preached and spread to this day. God used them to accept an apostle Paul and bring him, a murderer of Christians, to be used of God. God specializes in restoring people who are backslidden. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Sing the news.